just wanted to call you to tell you that I greatly appreciated your comments with regard to my speech last night. They were related to this morning. Well, we've been, come on in. We've been, you know, of course, working on these things. We had to keep them private for reasons you're all aware. But it just shows that with all these calls we're talking about, we've been doing them here about 3 months ahead of them. And now we're on a darn good wicket. We're going to stick right on it. Even though the North Vietnamese, of course, will say no the first time, we'll keep at it. Eventually, they're going to have to take the deal. Okay. Thanks a lot. I wanted to get your sort of feel about the quadri ad meeting, two or three things. First, it's quite obvious that Arthur is going on his own preparability, admittedly. I he let it out there, and I've got to call it for Conley. I'm going to tell Conley I'm totally behind.
I thought about calling after our last meeting, but it went by and I left out.
Well, look, we, Conley, have said we're not going back to preparability. Now, you know what I mean? And we just can't consider it. And to talk about going back to it creates some of the doubt. Now, the second point, I wonder, what about Arthur's concern about another bank and all the rest? They're worried about our budget. What extent do we have to work on this problem? Understand that we'll be leading the right program. I don't tend to get that excited about what our friends in Europe think about this.
But they would get excited in a sense of kind of what we did, I think. If we
drop the scripts
and give that by gosh, we have to balance this budget. And that's disastrous for us. How are we going to export to them?
Well, their great interest is in a prosperous America.
Prosperous America is very important to them. They, of course, work about a big surge in the money supply here, which particularly with those commercial floods and then that makes it difficult for them to control inflation abroad.
But basically, a confident, well, right? Correct.
Oh, I think that when we have no convertibility, we don't have to worry about their problem because they can't do anything to it. When we were convertible, then they could really hurt us badly because they could call for the retention of their holding. They could put us in a position where we couldn't do it, and we'd have to say we were bankrupt. So they had a great power over us when there was convertibility.
That's why you get out of the
convertibility. They don't have it. That's why they won.
Remember, we have to remember that Arthur fought this at Camp David and lost. Just continuing this tenacious way to win the battle.
Well, he's fought more of the personality along with changing the price of gold, which we've got.
I just wanted to be sure that I'm on the right track. Now, the other point is with regard to...
President, I can say one more thing on that.
Sure.
Now, Arthur got this Belgian banker lined up.
Still,
you've got the show to do about that.
He's still running around.
Barb, I know he's never been out, but he wrote a statement about what he thought was coming out of the negotiation prior to this. and market circulating that, well, circulated in that central twice a day, so it is, and I go to the oil. But the paper, which I've been basically pushing, calls for a virtual return to the old system, in the sky, and that's not so much, so I think the fundamental of that.
Now, as far as our own group is concerned, you, Stein, and Conley are all together, right?
I haven't really had a discussion in this area prior to this, so.
I don't, but I can see where I can tell Stein that he is not, that the line is set, and that we do that. When I talk to Stein, I'll mention that I want to hear, see the herd is not bringing one bar.
Herb's got the, he started with the back, basically.
Yeah. Second point is, with regard to the home, figures and so forth and so on. What is your analysis of the figures? Do you have a funny thing that's got that financial or economic community in mind? One day they're up and the next day they're down and so forth and so on. I'm a Pollyannish with God, but I tend to feel that, well, as John says, there's a hell of a lot more confidence in the country. Now, I think there is. We hear it from many sources, but just give me your views about that, and we can, who's right, who's wrong.
I think what about
science feeling about
that the availability down, well,
December,
down January, there's lots of people about, and the climate picture, all the little things down the front of the south, right, about the south.
Where the other side, Stein didn't have that summarized.
Climate has kind of physical production side of this picture, it looks better than it has for quite a while. Because the status of climate picture moves, and I think the climate picture will move, and not a problem, so we'll look a lot better. The insured unemployment has come down to an average of 4.6%, about 4 months ago, 3.8%. That's a big decline, and it's just down with COVID, so it's down to there's all of that.
What about ours?
Structure is good, but
is ours in point that they asked you before you went? What about ours in point that actually they could have come out with a different number in December than they used?
Well, that is not a month-to-month proposition. That's a question of the way they take the survey. We all know that you could ask the questions in a different way to get different answers. And if you say, see, their test for somebody unemployed is a behavioral test. And I think that's good that they have never gone for this sort of attitudinal thing. So would you like it? They always said the test of whether or not a person is unemployed is whether that person doing something identifiable in that person's behavior and looking for a job, that he goes to the employment officer, he does something as a statement of intuition. Now, another dimension of that is, well, when did he do it? How long ago did he do it? You could define it as a week, or you could define it as a longer period. Or they now do it for a month, and one time they did it for a week. They do it for a week with that first question. The first question to you if they were going to have a normal show or what would you do if most of the week working or something else? So working, then they've got a line of questions about what occupation and industry. They can say something else and they want to know what you're doing. School, housewife, or what? And then they say you're unemployed and they ask you. do, I mean, we're working on trying to identify something we did, do it. And spend this time, and that has an impact on the number of people that have been employed. And so that's the definition of probably change. Okay. You can change that, and you can change the number of people that have been employed. We could, make a change. Arthur, have a point. The question, is the unemployed number the same now? The concept properly adjusted?
Would you like to go up to 10 years ago? You pick up more of the, punctuation. It's proper to do so. No, I don't matter, I don't need to have the memo. Just, you know what I mean, what we're trying to do here is to just do the best we can to get the figures, for if you want to lie about it, we want the best figures we can get.
There's been a lot of history of experimentation and discussion of the concept of unemployment and the change that the person said one time, that the person was laid off temporarily, like in their car model. If the person was thought that he called back to work within 30 days, then how did that person have to be employed? He was laid off. He said he had a job. He had a work, he had a job, so he was employed. People thought that he was going to have services, he was employed. He was like, he had attachment to the employer, so that was shifted from the employer to the employer. There's been a lot of things like that today over the years.
Now, your judgment about the economy, you're talking about how you see it.
Everything looks extremely strong, good.
By that deal's worth.
Well, except retail sales, and the money supply.
Arthur doesn't have a deal. No. Hello. I know you're busy, I just wanted to tell you that, I totally support the proposition on the number of living. And I talked to George Schultz and Stein of mine, if there's any question about it. But Arthur went cat out of the bag when he said he was talking about number of living. And so what we do about it, John, I don't know, but I just thought we should know that we're going to stand absolutely firm. If I'm ever asked about it, or think I can say something, I'll say something. Because goddammit, we're just not going to allow it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. On the Canadian side, my view is that, and there's no hurry on this, but you might say talk to Henry Marl and just say, now look here, we've got to do these tough things. Because I have another reason for doing it. I think that doing something to Canada may be an indication to the Japanese, the Europeans, and other places that we're not going to be pushed around. Yeah. And they're our biggest customer. Okay, well, that's my feeling. And now, what is involved here, John, is that I'm prepared to use the bullet too. What I'll do is to just screw around on the Trudeau and say, gee, I'm so tired of getting prepared for Russia. I can't do it right now. Just put it off, don't you agree? Because you see, once we do these things, as I pointed out, there'll be the damned Canadians, so there's some of those people that'll stir up those tickets and this and that time. And frankly, I'm just not going to tolerate that. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right, on the goal thing. You're in charge of that, and you just do what you think is on the time, so, you know, I'm a looking for play, and design, you're gonna push the trade thing, I'm sorry, not the trade thing, the goal thing, that. Well, I just wanted you to know that if George and I had a talk, we got Star and George, and actually, and I, we all lined up together, John, and, but with our, we just, I don't know, also, now the other point that George made to me, which I think is somewhat reassuring, George says, as long as we do not have variability, he says, the Europeans can't rule that much to us, because he says, when we have convertibility, then they had a right to lecture us about what we got to do, but with convertibility, and without convertibility, that is not the case, and that we just shouldn't get all that excited about the fact that they worry about our budget. Is that your view? But we're doing fine, and I think we should talk, the fact that things are coming along, sure it takes time, we've got a lot on this plate, we're going to go through and the rest, and we're going to get our trade, we're going to do that, make the best out of how, whatever we get out of it. So I just want you to know that after the meeting, that's my conviction at least. Henry has come into me in a month, he'll be mortified, he'll say, Secretary, you did this, and I'm going to say, he sure got to call me about it, Henry. He's enraged that you would have done this without telling him. Okay? That's a game I'm going to play with you. Play it right off, okay? All right, John. Thank you. Hey, John, the Ryland's coming down. You go over there today now. Oh! Oh, okay. Oh, well. Oh, incidentally, they're a great fellow. Incidentally, you might, I went down to Richmond and I was a congressman. Spoke to another chief of congressman, and they gave me a wonderful reception, and you can get and say that I have such fond memories of Richmond, great people and so forth. And for Christ's sake, don't come on for busting. I know how strong you are for it, but don't. All right. Okay, then. He's a good soldier. Just as well, since
European thing.
The point is, whether he saw it or not, he now sees it. See, I didn't understand it that way, but he said that's right. He said, that's what you're right. They can't do it. And he said, we just don't have a lot of lectures and this and that. So he sees it. Thing to do, though, is, you see, John actually has his own friend. This is how it works around, correct? So we must constantly, and you should do this after a meeting. You're right, absolutely, and reassuring. And you go out and pair the line. Strong man, be sure. That's another, it's a method of business. It's a person's better than a business. Now, on the economy, the retail sales, the rest doesn't worry as much as it does hurt.
Well, they're worried.
It worries. Everything
retail
worries.
Sales.
Well, our client is trying to say, he says, I'm worried, but I'm not frightened, which is a good way to put it. Money's
worried about
money supply, I don't know.
Think about the sales that we supply, well, for the last year, we're getting these figures that can survive now, so let us know. Retail sales is sort of the end of the line. Strength retail sales, as you pointed out many times. Sooner or later, that's going to draw the production process into the picture. Now, a lot of our strength retail sales last year, other sales were being brought by purchasing from other countries. That's where the international thing.
probably, and maybe you've given us a lift.
And that's what it turned out, and we can help with that. And I don't agree at all with the general assessment of the impact of that. Like, we had a stronger impact in 6 months or so. And the impact might have been squeezed out after time goes on, and other people adjust to the change. And it takes a little while to adjust, so I can think of what it took on the outside. But anyway, on the economy, retail sales, manufacturing sales, are key. December figures we have are still preliminary figures. Go ahead. Better sample yet, but it's going on. So, the way, well, I think it's going to be in the better direction.
But the meantime,
the way this, the M1 is just the government that. M1 and M2, the basic difference between the M2 includes savings for lots of various kinds. Now, the reason why these many people seem to think that M1 is a little better to look at, that only includes things that are near cash, checking accounts, and cash. And when a person puts money in the savings account, they're loading that money, not spending it, by the way. Because it is checking account, we're figuring out where the business or individual is going to do something. So when Stein says we want to see that M1 grow, well, that's the kind of money that's going to be associated with those big retail sales. And with the purchases of inventory by firms and so on, because that's money that's going to work.
All right. So
now, that's why that's important. Now, Arthur said the system is fundamental, but that's why I think about sure, you're increasing reserves in the central bank, but
no. Did you get the kids and their friends? Great school.
Well,
which is also good. All right. The Rockers had already called. Good. He did. Good. Good. But that's good. Well, you'll follow through. We want her. All right.
Take this question, Chris.
You know what that's about?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think it's
very
nice. Well, you can't do much in the weather thing, you know, except to, let's call it symbolism for a moment. And she's qualified. Stein wants her, likes her, so does the other fellow. And she'll add a little zest to the outfit. You agree?
Yeah, so. Good person.
You know, I hadn't realized.
She's the one that I.
Maybe you had made with her. Tell her I'm for John von Neumann's daughter.
Remember when we were flying out to the airport, I think it was when we were going down to Florida that time.
Yeah.
I mentioned her to Aunt Toby that she was so.
Kind of like a great young lady. Only saw it, I told you, only once I saw him. Standing there with the man who kept me from. And, with a tremendous mind. He was so like ahead of the other people. I could sense, always been sensing the presence of genius in this man. Did you know him?
I didn't know him, but he wrote a great book, so serious game.
I
wrote it with a man named Morgan Stern, who was my first economic theory teacher. And I got these books, Morgan Stern called me up the other day with a suggestion. first books of mine, really high-powered mathematics, analysis of human behavior, the form of so-called.
Okay, is it a really good book?
Well, it's very good. Beyond me, I can't read it. I'm not good at that thing. But yes, it was a graphic book. I don't know.
I suppose that sure, the problem is we don't have our democratic constitution, but we can't really not argue for international uncertainty during conflict and all that sort of thing. And I guess George always got to be the good side to do what he did as a leader, talk optimistically, privately talk optimistically, but not foolishly. And Peterson was.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was. He's a good talker.
He's a very good talker. And Hodgson, I talk on that. That's Hodgson, an upbeat kind of a guy. And
constantly thankful on it. Very fun.
Yeah, Mark.
Well, I was saying about the banks.
Yeah, both have three.
The banks have lots of money, that's right. And what is one artist doesn't have to try to loan money and so on. Well, that's the whole point. That's exactly what we want them to do.
Sure.
Get off their rear end. Stop waiting for people to come into them and get out and knock on doors and try to sell. And in addition to putting in the additional effort, also to get their price down, their price to be able to sell.
Still to
sell their money and get loans that way. That's what stimulates.
Their interest rates are still too high, George.
Well, who knows what they could go down. It wouldn't hurt a thing. They're historically high. They're low compared to what they were a year and a half or 2 years ago when the banks were costing money. And you're absolutely right to say that's what they're unhappy about. The rates are down. But from our standpoint, what we want them to be liquid. Where they want to go out and drum up business when the head of the bank is drumming on his all his account people saying, come on, get out there.
Is there any way that we can get to the banking committee where we could commonly make a speech to the banking home trying to get in a whole group of them and say, oh my God, this economy depends on you or something, or if
you can do that, the best way to pressure them is just to that anyone. And they got the money. They got to loan it out. They want to loan it out because if they hold it, that's no interest. They're losing. But they want to get that out in the form of a loan with interest there. Now, that's their self-interest that will drive them when they see that anyone.
Now, Arthur says the key to this one, Bremer. Get ready to have a monologue.
Well, I thought we had, in many ways, the best team on the money supply that we've ever had. Because he admitted, first of all, and what is very important to see that the first time he ever conceded that. Second, he conceded that it was not satisfactory to the way things are now. Third, he conceded that he is having trouble with the New York Bank. And I remember meeting you and I had. Said, look, Al Hayes is not playing ball with you down there in the New York Bank. He's not carrying your policy out. Arthur denied it and so on.
I can handle Hayes.
He's now agreed that is a problem. So I think that's a lot of progress.
Ripley is a
pain in the neck, but
could we get, well, maybe it's another vote on the board. I told you, John, that Paul Rogers, experiment that guy. not today, calling tomorrow afternoon. Bill has a press conference tomorrow, probably the attorney court. And if you call tomorrow afternoon, I'll tell him that it is vitally important to the economy of Georgia that we get ours or another vote on the Fed. And we've got to have this post for experiment, some post in the U.S. press duty, I don't know what the hell it could be. Is there anything else that you could? Could we give him XM Bank? I could get currency sometimes. I know.
That's right.
Yeah, but the U.S. has to bother me.
You.
Commission almost anything. You know, really, I mean anything. You gotta find a job for Brimmer. The UN sounds great. Get him up there. A bunch of jobs.
Back on the economy.
Right.
To assess it, the retail sales that talk about the ambulance supply. And of course, the thing that is worrying is Freeman, who undoubtedly overdoes it. Strong will. that, as we have discovered, is very hard to make a bid on. So the chance that he's on the right track now, I don't think, except for his convertibility.
I'll walk back and say, Congressman Belcher.